AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Fencing is back up around the U.S. Capitol. There are worries in Washington. Members of far-right extremist groups involved in the January Capitol riot will be at a rally this weekend for those who have been arrested.
One of those charged, 45-year-old Jason Dolan of Florida, is a member of the Oath Keepers. He's now pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction and has agreed to become a witness for the government. The former Marine allegedly met up with other Oath Keepers members on January 6th, forcing their way into the Capitol in military-style formation, wearing tactical vests and helmets. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At the Kennedy Space Center, SpaceX launched four amateurs into space on a private trip circling the Earth.
I'm sure the crew felt another kick in the G's there as it ignited. Officially, the Inspiration4 crew are now on their way to space.
It was the first time a spacecraft circled Earth with an all-amateur crew and no professional astronauts. Carrie DeMille was watching on the ground.
It's just incredible what the mission in mind is, to help people and not just... Nobody's going up there to show off. It's actually for a purpose, a wise purpose.
Billionaire Jarek Iserman is on board. He's pledging $100 million out of his own pocket to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and is seeking another $100 million in donations. Derek Chauvin will be back in court for arraignment. The former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the death of George Floyd is accused of violating the civil rights of a teenager in a separate case that involved a restraint similar to the one used on George Floyd. Security officials in Germany say they detained four people in connection with a suspected plan to attack a synagogue in the western city of Hagen on Yom Kippur. 2 years ago on Yom Kippur, a German right-wing extremist attacked a synagogue in eastern Germany. This is AP News. An earthquake in southwest China has damaged buildings. At least three people have died.
Chinese state media says the quake in Sichuan destroyed homes. Besides the deaths, dozens have been injured. The magnitude 6 quake struck in the early morning and was around 6 miles deep, with an epicenter around 120 miles southeast of Chengdu, the provincial capital. Rescue workers have been going door to door in heavy rain, searching for people in damaged homes, with workers distributing mooncakes, a traditional treat for next week's mid-autumn festival, and other food at shelters. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The city of Paris is unveiling a monumental artwork built around an actual monument, the Arc de Triomphe, completely wrapped in silver and blue fabric. The installation by the late artist couple Christo and Jean-Claude, who conceived the project in 1961, opens today. Visits will take place for almost 3 weeks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.